Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 18.
Well, have you had a good week? I said, well, some would say yes. Maybe a whole lot would say, okay. Another would say, no, not a good week at all. We've been just in the beginning parts of talking about the Word of God. And when you talk about how was your week, we need to have the Word of God as the basis of what we do, what we say, how we live. And the thing is that circumstances should not dictate how much of the Word we get, but the Word of God then can dictate then circumstances. And a lot of people's spirituality is based on their experience, not the unchangeable Word of God. I hope you get what I'm talking about. Their circumstance of being happy, their circumstances about having a whole lot of money or no money, a roof or no roof, shopping at the most expensive place in town or because of finances, the cheapest place in town, or you feel betrayed, somebody stabbed you in the back, or something was good, or something was bad. And based on those circumstances is your input of the Word of God. And if you consistently have the Word of God at the same level, this will level out over here. That in spite of those bad things, God is still on the throne. Did you hear that? In spite of those bad things and or good things happening in my life, God is still on the throne. In fact, in the book of Malachi, chapter 4, he says, I am the Lord thy God, and I change not. Whew. That's so good. Because we are living in a world, I would say for the last, couple hundred years, really, but more volatility the last 50 years, a state of flux, up and down and up and down, and people happy and people mad, and depressions and great depressions, and the market goes up, the market goes down, and people are had and people are sad, and people flock to church when tragedy strikes, and then they retreat from church when everything's wonderful. I am the Lord thy God, and I change not. So no matter the temperature of what's going on in your life, too hot or too cold, the Word of God will always, always, always be the same. It'll always bring instruction, encouragement, but also correction. And so it is all there in the precious Word of God. And it's not a bunch of fables. It's not storytelling of the ancients telling us stories to encourage us. No, it is the Word of the living God to us right here, right now, in this generation. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 22-23 tells us that when you go, it will lead you. When you sleep, it will keep you. And when you awake, it will talk to you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Wow. Some people can't stand to be reproved. They can't take it. They don't know how to handle it. Because in their mind, they are right all the time, whether they're right about anything at all. I'm right. You have to be wrong. I'm right. No. And the Word of God sometimes speaks to us of reproof. And sometimes that's how we learn. Said, you mean you don't do it that way? Show me a better way. And the Word of God will show you a better way. And once again, like I said last week, I said that sometimes we just need to hear it, need to receive it, and need to live by it. The Word of God, it is a lamp. It is a light. But if you close your eyes, if you get distracted, if you go off in a ditch, I talked about being in a cave last week. And so if you're in a cave and you go down the wrong passageway, you got off course. You got off course. But the light hasn't changed. The Word of God hasn't changed. So what do? You get back to where you're supposed to be. You get back then to the source of the light. Sometimes we think, oh, God, get on my page. And God is saying, why don't you get on my page? It's a whole lot better than yours. Remember that God knows the beginning from the end. He really does. I had a thought last week in church and gave it as part of a sermon, saying, the Bible starts in Genesis saying, in the beginning. What does that mean? The beginning of the Bible? No, the beginning of everything, every planet, every tree, every human being, everything. In the beginning, God. And then I put dot, 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 has thought every single thing out. He has figured every single thing out. God is surprised at nothing because he knows everything. He knows you. He knows the ins. He knows the outs. He knows the mountains. He knows the animal kingdom. He knows the sea life. He knows everything because he is God. So when you connect with God, guess what? You're going to know a whole lot more than what you know right now. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.